kitchen tray. I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. How's everybody doing today? How is everybody doing? That's what I wonder. I thought, as I scanned through the headlines here, that you might like to tag along with me and hear my comments on these wonderful and so truthful news stories. Before I go on, I'd like to tell you that I was thinking overnight. When I woke up, I had this saying in my head, and it goes a little like this. The latitude of my gratitude has elevated my attitude. The latitude of my gratitude has elevated my attitude. Remember how I tell you that you should always be thanking the Father. So the more you thank him, the more he seems to respond to you. And that helps your attitude to be good. It's nice to know that the Father is there, and it's nice to know that he's reaching out to you in many ways to help, if he is for you. If he's not, I suggest you start thanking him. And that's really what I would say about that. So let's go to the headlines. I'll say the saying one more time. The latitude of my gratitude has elevated my attitude. That's a David James coined quote, I guess. So, let's see here. Let's go to our first news here, and I'm looking on the Daily Stormer. And evidently, this Congress bulb, they call her, this, I don't know, I guess she's a Palestinian or something, And she said quite a bit about the Jews. Well, now she's made an apology. And I want you to hear the apology. She had said, talking on Twitter about how Congress is bought off by AIPAC, the Jews, of course. And it is. This is Congress bulb person, Lehan Omar. I mean, if she definitely belongs in the government, you can see that. As all women do. So, she didn't know about the anti-Jewistic tropes. You know the term that has no legitimacy. And now she's learned about them. And she realizes you're not supposed to talk about the Jews controlling American politics. So she says, anti-Jewishism is real. And I am grateful for Jewish allies and colleagues who are educating me on the painful history of anti-Jewistic tropes. My intention is never to offend my constituents or Jewish Americans as a whole. They sure are a whole bunch of, you know. We have to always be willing to step back and think through criticism. Just as I expect people to hear me when others attack me for my identity, that is why I unequivocally apologize. That was one of Mr. Wickstrom's favorite words, unequivocally. At the same time, I reaffirm the problematic role of lobbyists in our politics, whether it be AIPAC, the NRA, or the fossil fuel industry. They must have given her they must have sat her back in a chair and give her some heavy duty brainwash. The fossil fuel? Oh, you mean fuel came from dinosaurs? This is one of the things that Adrian Krieg likes to talk about. The fossil fuel industry. Yes. There's no such thing. If I put you in the ground, do you think in 1,000 years you're going to turn into fuel? How foolish can people be to believe these stupid things like this? Oh, yes. When the dinosaurs died, they turned into fossil fuel. They turned into oil. Oh, sure it did. Sure they did, Adrian. Yes, I know you believe in that. Yes, fossil fuels. Good God, I'm telling you. I hope there's nobody in the audience that believes in that, because it really is such... They think peak oil is real, you know, like we're running out of oil. But see, we already know that the oil that they capped off all around this country years ago, when they opened the caps, they're full of oil again. Maybe the dinosaurs just grew a little bigger and made a little more oil. Adrian? Yeah. Okay, so that's a bunch of crap. So there's another one that falls by the wayside. I had talked about the fact that when you say these things, you know she meant it. And you know she believes it. But in order to stay in Congress, see, she's not white, so they wouldn't say, hey, please step down, step down. So they want to keep her in there for some crazy reason. I don't know what it is. But so they said, sit down, little girl, and we're going to educate you in anti-Jewishism. we're a persecuted people. Even including your people persecuted us, and we know you believe that wholeheartedly. And if you don't, we'll put you in a chair and we'll put toothpicks to keep your eyes open. And we'll show you movies of the Holocaust until you believe. Okay? Now that's a good little girl. Now this is a great, great thing here. Hungary, mothers with four children exempted from income tax for life. Given, it must be $7,000 towards seven-seat car. Now, you know the Jews are jumping up and down. Oh, my God, more white people. No, 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 no. This isn't what we want. We want to bring some Muslims in there. We need to bring the Muslims in there. And Hungary says, no, we're not going to even have one Muslim. Thank you, though, you filthy, dirty kikes. Next news story. Do you like my insipid way of retorting these Jews? I give them a nice insipid retort. Because rats make people want to flee. Which is one of the other stories that comes up. Now, this is some strange stuff. But I'll hit you with this one. Black man releases big white rat in McDonald's to save people from obesity. Now, I really don't know if that was the reason, but that's what the article says. And I watched the little piece of video, and as soon as he released the rat, all the Negroes fleed. So this might be a way, instead of hitting them with rubber bullets or pepper spray, maybe the police should carry around rats with them on collars, and they could bring them in amongst the beasts of the field, and the beasts of the field would flee. It's a possibility. Not a probability, but it is a possibility. Iran. Hundreds of thousands chant death to America, death to Israel, in anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. Well, I'm not mad about that. When I think of death to America, I just think of death to her democracy. See, they call America a her. Right? Stand beside her and guide her. So, death to America's democracy and death to Israel as a whole, because it's such a farce. America is the most evil country on the planet because of Israel, and now, instead of just chanting death to Israel, now they chant death to America, and rightly so. I can't argue with it, folks. I'm not mad at it. I understand it. Another story. UK, underage girls as young as 8 are using sex apps at an alarming rate. At 8, they're thinking about sex? Like I've told you, here's one right here. News media releases 5 Holocaust stories per hour. Now, I think they do listen to my shows, and I think that, or they've just been reading the Israeli sites. I mean, practically almost half, maybe not quite half, are Holocaust stories when you go to these Jew sites. You would think this happened yesterday or last week. You know what I mean? Somebody wants somebody to remember it. I don't know if they want you to remember, because most people don't go to Jewish sites to view the news. They don't really care about it or even know that Jews exist. Half the world doesn't even know. So I think the Jews want the Jews to know that the Holocaust happened more than anybody else, ironically. Okay, now here we are. It's Negroid time. The daily quick report of all the Negroes, what they've been up to. And this is just a little glint, a little piece of what happens every day, because it's much, much, much more than this. Enraged Dindu kills white man he claims rear-ended him on the road. The Nog claims the victim tried to run him over with his car. Of course he would claim that, right? These people, you when you talk about anger management, this, you could send them to 20 years of anger management and it would do absolutely no good for the majority. These are just beasts of the field, you know. You go up and you aggravate something and it attacks you, basically. That's how it works. Georgia, Negro savage kills local white businessman outside Gainesville Pharmacy. Let's check that out real quick. Boy, this Negro is trying to look like he's up, looking up, so we don't know. He's got a Jewish last name. D. Marvin Bennett is his name. So he must have didn't like Marvin, so he D-Marvined. D. Marvin Bennett. He's got a Jew last name. The media described the victim as a philanthropist who gave a lot to the community. Clearly it was could he have been a Jew? Clearly it was time for Gainesville's community to give something back in return. See, this is how it works. We bless them and they curse us. If it is us. Well, it doesn't sound like it's a Jew. Police have made an arrest in the shooting death of a well-known businessman outside a CVS in Hall County. This is in Georgia, I guess. Businessman Jack Ho, or Hugh, I don't know how you, it's H-O-U-G-H, it could be Jack Hugh or Jack Ho, I don't know. 73, died after he was shot in the parking lot while his wife was inside the store of Park Hill Drive. Gainesville police announced that they arrested 24-year-old D. Marvin Bennett. And, okay, so this is just to warn you so that, in other words, it's not even safe to wait for your wife out in the parking lot anymore. Police believe Bennett approached Ho, or Hugh, who had his car window open, in an attempt to carjack and rob him. And the two began to struggle. Ho was shot in the chest and rushed to a hospital where he died. Ho, an Air Force veteran, was well known in the community. He built a hugely successful business developing and operating food courts in malls across the country. Well, isn't that nice? It's nice to know you can be free in America. And you can... But now, I guess the police would say, well, you can no longer wait outside in parking lots with your wife. Either go in with her so you're in the safety of the store. But that wouldn't change anything because they'd just walk out and they'd try to get them anyway, right? Okay, so next one. Black Ogre beats 83-year-old white man to death after minor traffic crash. Let's see that one, too. Come on, now. Oh, this looks like a very violent fellow. He looks like a black rat. He's got those ears like the Jews have. Oh, his name is Crony Lloyd. Now, Lloyd is another Jewish name. Is it not interesting that all these blacks have Jewish black name, Jewish names? Crony Lloyd. The savage spent the first half of his life in prison, and now he's going to spend the latter half inside as well. A sane society would have lynched him after his first offense. That's correct. A 48-year-old Cleveland man is charged with killing an 83-year-old man at an Independence gas station. So now listen to this so you get a warning of what can happen at the gas station. Crony Lloyd, what a name, who is charged with murder, was identified as the suspect and was arrested Friday at his job in Ravenna. I'm sure he was doing a great job there, too. Independence Police Chief Michael Kilbane said Friday at press conference. Lloyd is currently in the Independence City Jail. Gary Power of Fairview Park died after the attack about 1:45 a.m. So there's one of your first problems. You really shouldn't be out at 1:45 a.m. You know, because you're free. You shouldn't be able to go out at certain times, and you shouldn't be able to park in parking lots with your window open. That's freedom. We don't allow that in America. We take care of that and patrol that with angry Negroes that just got out of jail and things like that, and gang members. It's, you know what I mean? We make sure that you don't have your freedom. But you think you're free in America, don't you? So this was 1:45 Sunday morning. This is Sunday morning even. At the Sunoco gas station, he was found beaten and passed out on the pavement. An incident report says he was taken to Metro Health where he died, police said. Both Lloyd and Power were at Club Impulse on Rockside Road near Interstate 77, but did not interact while there, Kilbane said. They left about the same time and moments later got into a minor traffic crash, she said. Well, you get the idea. This guy looks somewhat harmless. But the Negro had to kill him. I think he didn't want to really work his job anyway, and he says, listen, I can just go back and get my 3 squares a day, free cable, free medical. Excuse me. Yahweh bless me. Sorry, I couldn't control that. It was not the horizontal in my control, and the vertical was not in my control, and the focus was not in my control, and I just had to sneeze. Okay, next story. South Africa, white man stabbed to death outside his Western Cape farmhouse. Isn't that wonderful? See, they're free down in South Africa, too. Anywhere the Negro is, there's pure freedom. I remember seeing Negroes singing about freedom on the in Woodstock. Remember that? Negroes were singing about freedom. Well, now they've got the freedom to just kill us anywhere they want to, and it's just wonderful for us, you see. They're a blessing to us. And as I say to, I told you, if the black Hebrews try to tell you that they're the true Israel of the Bible, I say, well, have the blacks been any a blessing to any people? No. Well, then that disqualifies them from being the Israel of the Bible and their seed of Abraham. Excuse me. Have the Jews been a blessing to any people? No, they haven't. That excludes them from being the seed of Abraham as well. Yes. But have the white people been a blessing? Yes, they have. Oh, well, then, geez, they qualify. Who made the nations? The white people. Oh, they qualify. Did the Jews make the nation? No. Did Africa make their own nations, never mind other nations. No, they didn't even know what a nation was. Oh. Are the blacks a seafaring people? No, they're not a seafaring people. But the seed of Abraham, it would be. And the white people just happen to fit that too. And it goes on and on and on and on. Black Hebrew, my... Okay, next, let's go to another site and see what we can see. Oh, Facebook network under pressure to halt rise of anti-vaccination groups. So they're using Facebook to try to control people is what they're saying here. See? Facebook network under pressure to halt rise of anti-vaccination groups. See, even the liberal idiots know the vaccinations aren't good. Trump in Texas. Texas claims wall is being built and mocks O'Rourke at El Paso rally. Well, you see, when Trump was elected, I was telling you that it's possible. I'm hoping this man is real and all this kind of stuff. But unfortunately, as I was saying last night to a friend of mine, this guy can do anything for Israel in 15 minutes. But this talk of the wall, see, in other words, this is professional wrestling. You must understand what professional wrestling is to understand. See, they're all really just friends, the professional wrestlers. But when they get up there, it's an act. You know, I'm going to beat this one up, and this one's going to beat me up, and he's my enemy, and all. But at the end, they're at the same bar drinking together, laughing about the whole scenario. And so I submit to you that these Jews don't hate Donald Trump, and that the media does not hate Donald Trump, and that the liberal left does not hate Donald Trump. This is all just a little act. It's all just a little game. See, democracy works, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yes, it does. You can see how united they are, and you can see how wonderful democracy is. And so democracy isn't working very well in America and other places. And the Jews said to themselves, well, we'll put the Trump card in, and what we'll do, because we don't really even want to listen to shrillery for the next 4 to 8 years. She makes even us vomit, says the Jews. So we'll put the Trump card in, and we'll play a little game with the people, and he'll say, I'm going to build the wall. I'm going to make America great again. Yeah, I'm going to make America conducive to whites again, and such like that. So they can say, well, see, you can get somebody into office in a democracy that opposes the Jews and the liberals. Oh, sure you can. Sure you can. Yeah. And so he's going to build a wall. But you see, there'll be some judge somewhere in the country that'll say, oh, you can't build that wall. And he's going to get rid of 501(c) or C3, and there'll be a judge somewhere that'll say, oh, you can't do that. Then so in other words, he's got an excuse why he can't do anything for the American people, you see. He wants to stop the immigration and all this stuff. Now he wants to bring in all these packies in for the IT. See? So, as I've been saying, you just watch this man say all these things. We're going to build the wall. The wall's being built. But see what really happens. And if there is any wall built, do you think it's going to stop anybody? I mean, the Democrats wanted to build walls that you could slip right through and spend your tax money doing it. You know what I mean? They love to spend your money. So the end result of what I have to say about this is that democracy never has worked and never will work. You're watching your democracy, yours. It's not mine. It's really the Jews, not even yours. But if you think democracy is a good form of government and it's your beloved democracy, let me give you a little clue. Your beloved democracy, which is the example for all the rest of the world's democracies, is about to cave in on itself. It's about to implode and explode at the same time. And when it implodes and explodes, it will cause sequential democracies to explode and implode as well. You can wear red, white, and blue, but I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I wanted to believe it, though, folks. I really did. I really did want... not that democracy works. I wanted to believe that this fellow would do something for the American people. Oh, here's something. U.S. elections 2020. If Howard Schultz wins in 2020, would he be a good president? Well, what do you think? He's a filthy, dirty Jew. He's the fellow with Starbucks, right? And, of course, he told America that he was going to hire illegal immigrants. So let me ask you a question. Would he be a good president? What a stupid article. What stupid nonsense. Who writes these things? Oh, another Jew. Oh, I see. Now, very interestingly, the black-faced fellow down there in Virginia, Ralph Northam, who wants to kill little babies for the Jews, now it says why most black Virginians don't want Ralph Northam to resign. I'll tell you why. Because he's a Democrat. See, there's three Democrats in trouble in Virginia right now, and they want them to resign, and they say they won't resign. And that's what all people should do. When the Jews say resign, say no. But in this case, it would have been better for America if we got rid of these Christ killers. I don't know if he's a Jew or what he is, but he wants to kill little babies up to birth. So maybe he should be killed. Maybe the blacks should all hang him for doing blackface. Man, I'll tell you, it's something else. What else do we see here? Oh, they're trying to sell sports. I don't pay attention to any football or sports or anything. Oh, they're still talking about Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, estate letter claims film violates channel's standards. Whatever. See ya. Oh, this is beautiful. We've got what I believe to be a Jew named Amy Klobuchar. Democratic senator announces presidential bid. She's a heavy-duty feminist. And she wants you to text her. It says, text Amy to 919. It just says 91990. AmyKlobuchar.com. Now, I think women are great leaders, don't you? And I love feminists, don't you? And of course, I love to hear Jews running for president and things like that. So let me ask you a question. Do you think Amy would be good for president in 2020? Do you think that that would be a good thing? She's a radical left feminist, hates men, probably loves brown people like Eleanor Roosevelt. Would she be good for president? Would, let me ask you anything. Would any of the candidates you're going to come up, that are going to come up to run, would any of them be good for president? The question is no. So let's see what else there is here. I hope you're enjoying my sarcastic look at these filthy, dirty Jews and their filthy, dirty... Oh, the poisoning is spreading. The poison is spreading. Paris police investigate anti-Jewistic attacks. See how we have to have that in... This is The Guardian, okay? It's a garbage... Another garbage news site from, I believe it's England. Any news out of England, any news entity out of England is total trash and garbage. Fake. So they love to lick up the boots of the Jews and lick them up and then down and then up again. So there's a lot of anti-Jewistic attacks. And they want to make sure that they get that term on the paper as much as they can. They want to use the term anti-Jewistic. You know the term I won't use because it's not legitimate. And I'm not going to let them use it to destroy my people. But you see, they're going to be able to use it anyway. But I'm going to keep on tromping all over it like a pig would a pearl. Let's see, what else is there here? Well, it's a pretty much a garbage site anyway, so let's go over to the Times of Fake Israel. I'm sure we're going to have some Holocaust stories here. Up, oh, here it is, I think. Is it, this a Holocaust one? It usually is. The Spy Who Never Loved Me. A mother of seven says her marriage was a Shin Bet cover. Well, that's not a Holocaust story. Let's just hold on here. Very interestingly, I've come across five or six stories and no Holocaust. It's funny that the, you know, when I talked about it before, they all of a sudden disappeared for a day or two. And now that the Daily Stormer has posted this article, this is, I view this every day, folks. So I know that these articles are here every day. So, but they're not today yet. Let's see what happens. Maybe there won't even be one. Wow. Amazing. None yet. Up. UK Labour. This isn't one, but this is, we've got our term again. UK Labour lawmakers lash leaders on anti-Jewishism figures. We've got to get that in there. US denies telling banks to stop working with Palestinians. So the U.S. can just tell anyone they want to just do this and don't do that. Mr. Trump's got the upside down triangle, the yoni, in his hands. What could he mean by that? I'm submissive to the female goddess power of Israel. Yes, that's what that could mean. Some people would say, oh no, it doesn't mean that at all. Netanyahu will dump settlers after elections, Bennett warns. See, I told you Bennett was a Jew name. Creepy little filthy Jew, rat-faced Jew. Let me keep that picture. I suggest you... Oh, here we are. Listen to this one. They love this. Herzl would be, you know, tiptoeing through the tulips with the other fellow there that wrote the stupid song, the queer Jew that he was. Anti-Jewistic acts in France. I almost tripped over those words. Anti-Jewistic acts in France soared by 74% in 2018. Inferior minister says. Yes, I changed it from interior to inferior. Ooh, that's terrible, isn't it? Geez, when the Goyim rise up against the Jews don't like that. They'd like to do everything. They like to prod the cattle that they call them cattle. They like to raise their taxes. They like to pick them and prod them. They like to put them in jail. They like to publicly abuse them. They like to do all kinds of things. But when the backlash comes, oh, the Holocaust. Oh, yeah. Listen to this. Oh, this is a real atrocity, folks. Tree commemorating murdered French Jew is chopped down amid anti-Jewistic spate. Now, listen. One Jew dies in France, and they have to have a tree commemorating his death? Like, Jews aren't important. They're not more important than French citizens. What the hell was the tree doing there in the first place? It should have been burned down the day it was put up. Listen again. Paris hit with wave of anti-Jewistic vandalism. And then, even worse than this, Juden spray painted in yellow on window of Paris bagel shop. You don't know what Juden means? It means Jews. And they would say in Germany, Juden raus, Jews out. Now, Trump's giving a hello sign. He's doing a Freemasonic sign right here. He's got one hand up, which almost looks like Hitler. If he closed his fingers, it would be Hitler, but it's more like a wave. And then he's got his other hand on his stomach. This is a Freemasonic sign. And I haven't been looking at these signs lately to see what this means, but... I know what some of them mean. When you hold both hands in the air, it means you're desperate. It means that you're calling for help. This one, I forget what it means, but I'll refresh myself on these signs so that when I see them, I'll understand. Of course, the suit he's wearing with the tie, the club tie and all that stuff, that's Freemasonic in itself. That's been put all over America and all over the world. Trump says Omar should be ashamed of herself over AIPAC money tweets. You see, he loves those Jews. He loves those Jews because his family are Jews. See, what can he really do, right? You see, he's got all the excuses I was telling you about. Well, he tried to build the wall, but the judge wouldn't let him. He tried to help the whites in America, but some judge wouldn't let him. He tried to go against the Jews, but he's got Jews in his own family, so how can he really go against the Jews? He's got all the excuses you could want. All of them. In New Jersey, Orthodox rabbis vote to bar a colleague for training female clergy. I love when this stuff backfires right in their own faces like this. These are two filthy, dirty, rat-faced Jews, too. T. teenager, 16, killed in brawl in East Jerusalem. This is news. White people are killed every day, many, many people all over this planet. But one teenager was killed. This is news. Listen, 4-year-old drowns in bathtub in Eilat, or Eilat. Mother arrested. One in 10 patients in Israeli hospitals left in hallways, survey finds. You know what they're trying to tell you there? America needs to donate more money to Israel so we can build bigger and better hospitals. And we can just break down some Palestinian homes to house these beautiful hospitals. Does that sound good to you? I haven't seen any Holocaust stories. This is absolutely amazing. Israeli airports fend off 3 million attempted attacks a day, Cyberhead says. But what's interesting about that headline is most of the attacks are done by Mossad Jews. Okay, stop working with... Okay, let's keep going. They like to refresh the page so you have to go back down. Listen to this. Dozens of bullet holes found in Ohio synagogue. The Holocaust is beginning worldwide. And it is coming from all angles. Here we are again. Another fake story. Pittsburgh synagogue shooter pleads not guilty to upgraded charges. Now, I've already told you. You see how they're playing with this? Remember, the number 11 is in it, and the number 9 is in it as well. Okay? 9-11 is coded in this particular event. And this fellow, there was nobody arrested. I have a video of a woman that did the search through all of the Pennsylvania to see if anybody was arrested. The records of it. And the records would have been everywhere. And there was nobody arrested in the Pittsburgh synagogue, or any synagogue for that matter, in Pennsylvania for shooting up a synagogue. This is a lie. Remember that there were 5 or 6 dead first, and then they just decided, well, we'll just go to 11 on this, you know? Like Spinal Tap, you know what I mean? He puts his... these IRAMs go to 11. These amps go to 11. See? We could have put them on 5 or 6, but and they would be loud enough, but these amps go to 11. See? We don't know why they go to 11. It's just one more than 10, you know what I mean? These go to 11. See? Whew. 2 killed, 41 injured as bus overturns on highway near Jerusalem. Oh, this is big news, big news. Not one Holocaust story here yet. Chimps use branch to make ladder escape Belfast Zoo. Here's, finally, we have a Holocaust story. Finally. Poland's envoy recognizes individual Holocaust crimes, firmly rejects complicity. Amid controversy over Nazi era, and that's how it goes, folks, that we finally got one. PM warns Iran, attack Israel and it will be the last anniversary you celebrate. We'll get America to go after you. Yes, we'll use the white man to destroy you, because we know that you assisted the white man to get over the Caucasus Mountains and get into their, make their nations. And we haven't forgot that, says the Jew. We're going to get you. We don't care how many centuries it takes. We got the Tsar in Russia. In 102 years, we'll get you too, say the Jews. PM warns Iran, attack Israel, and it will be the last anniversary you celebrate. Do you think if they didn't have America backing them that they would be able to say any of these bold statements, these filthy, dirty kikes? Iranian commander threatens to raise Tel Aviv and Haifa if U.S. attacks. Oh, listen to this. Shin Bet. Murder of Israeli teen Ori Ansbacher was a terror attack. Let me get that picture, too. It was a terror attack. What is it when a white fellow gets killed or a white woman gets killed? Is it a terror attack? No, it's righteousness. Yeah. There's got to be more Holocaust. Oh, listen to this. I wanted you to hear this when I saw this. Family that lost a son at Sandy Hook fights against vicious conspiracy theories. After six-year-old Noah was killed in a school shooting, Lenny Posner founded the HONR Society to protect the memory of victims as well as their families. Isn't that wonderful? A Jew made sure that he started a new society. I wonder how much he collects. We all know that the school was closed. We all know that people around that area, their mortgages were paid off magically in one day, all of them. And all kinds of other things. Do we have any more Holocaust? Oh, yes, we do. He put Dracula on the big screen and saved hundreds of Jews from a real monster. Can you guess who the monster is? A new documentary, just what we need, sheds light on Karl Lamel, a German-Jewish immigrant who founded Universal Studios and fought to rescue 300 Jewish families from Nazi Germany. That's the real monster, folks. Nazi Germany is the real monster. The Germans are monsters. Yes. And then they like to put this little caption. Finnish volunteers in SS units took part in World War II Nazi atrocities, Finland says. Finland's trying to get itself. I wonder which Jew is saying that, huh? And this is, they like to, you know, make this into everything. Palestine will become the world's ghetto. How a curious love triangle spurred UK's, as they refresh the site right when I'm reading the headline. It's a beautiful thing, you know what I mean? Let me see if I can get right back to that. And then we'll go to a next site because that's that. How a curious love triangle spurred UK's cabinet to pass the Balfour Declaration. Back in 1917, Jewish cabinet minister Edward Montagu furiously blocked declaring Palestine a Jewish homeland. But his marriage to a former PM's fatal attraction shifted the scales. Oh, they made him acquiesce, huh? See, they are claiming that England declared Palestine a Jewish homeland. This is before Donald Trump has done it. Donald Trump just put the final keystone into it, didn't he? Okay, let's look at another site. And we're running out of time here. But we can look at a few more. I like this story. This makes pure sense. And Negroes, they're just wonderful people. You got to know that. New York woman, they call her a woman. She's a gorillas or a shaboon. New York woman resorts to baseball bat after patty not available. Patty cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. And if you don't bake me a cake with a patty on it, I'm going to take a baseball bat and smash your business's window out, says the shaboon. Shaboon, shaboon. La 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 la. Shaboon, shaboon. Okay, a woman who couldn't get a beef patty at her favorite New York eatery resorted to a baseball bat in protest. Oh, this is a protest, like Black Lives Matter. So Black Lives eating patties matter. See, this, she's just a protester. So, I mean, you can't fault her for that. On Saturday, February 9th, the devil's number, police released surveillance videos of a shaboon in action in the Bronx, smashing a restaurant's windows after learning the eatery had run out of her favorite food. Police say the woman at the back of the home restaurant in the Morrisiana neighborhood came in on the afternoon of January 15th to order a patty. She was told they'd run out, and she got upset, which all Negresses do. I mean, unless they have their way fully, I mean, they get very angry. Authorities say, I mean, we need people like this in our society. We really do. I mean, what right does this business have to do such a good business that they ran out of patties? I mean, somebody has to pay for this. Sure, they do. The insurance company. But who will ultimately pay for it? The business owner will have to now pay more for his insurance because this woman, the insurance companies don't like to ever pay anything. They just like to collect money. And when they pay out, they make you pay out. See? Authorities say she left and came back to the Jamaican restaurant with a bat. The video shows a woman bashing in two windows. She fled and police were still searching for her on Saturday. The video shows a shaboon dressed in a black and white jacket and matching sneakers. Well, at least she matched when she got angry. And she had the Freemasonic black and white and matching sneakers. And the bat matched the color, too. It was an aluminum-colored, multicolored aluminum bat. So she was swinging a multicolored aluminum bat as bystanders tried to stop her before she walked away. No one was injured, so, I mean, that makes everything okay. But listen, restaurant owner, you better have patties in stock. I read this before, but it seems to be missing. I did read one little part of this before. And the owner had said, if a woman would, you know, if this thing is capable of doing this, what more would she, I mean, can you imagine what else she would do? You know, I'd like to see that, those tweets. Is this it? Or they had the tweets on there and then they took the, oh, well, this, you have to log in, and this profile may include potentially sensitive content. I mean, yeah, I mean, after all, if he said anything against this Negress, this filthy, dirty shaboon ape. Well, the bell tolleth, folks. The bell tolleth. Let's just see how much time we have left. Well, I'd say that's, you know, just about it. So, I hope you enjoyed that. That was a beautiful, very beautiful story, and I'm glad I was able to read it to you so you would experience it. So anyway, listen, I hope you had some fun scanning the news with me today, and I may Yahweh bless you. I like having some fun with you, and so we had some. I'll talk to you next time.
Of day, engaged in play, I've walked the miles, I've been shy. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jaw. And the owls don't know. Stop working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm grows. And the owls don't, that it just was.